Welcome to The Student Sessions, the unedited podcast for students and graduates that tells it like it is and addresses the issues that are important to you today and every day. Brought to you by Greyhair Media and hosted by Tonya Galati.
Hi, and welcome to The Student Sessions with me, Tonya. Today I'm joined by Nikita, Bogdan and Christian from the University of Northampton. Nikita is pursuing a BA in International Business. Nikita comes from a diverse background of Zambian nationality and Indian heritage, and she has spent over a decade as an international student in boarding school in South Africa and as an undergraduate student in the UK. Bogdan has just completed a degree in psychology with business. He is an adaptable student, having experience in promoting and delivering marketing and training programs with well-developed interpersonal skills, work ethic, and the ability to work in high-pressurized and dynamic environments. Christian was born in Romania and at the age of 19 moved to the UK. He decided to go to university at the age of 24, where he studied sport and exercise science and marketing management. Christian participated in various university events and became a student ambassador. Outside of his studies, Christian got involved in two amazing online internships. Hi, Bogdan. Hi, Nikita. Hi, Christian.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Student Sessions, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Hello again. I'm very glad I'm participating in this podcast because it's really the first experience of this kind. And I think this podcast is quite helpful for some students.
Great. Thank you, Bogdan.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It's really great to get involved with the Student Sessions and reach out to like many students.
Thank you, Nikita.
Well, hello, and I'm very glad to be here, so thanks for having me.
Great, thank you to you too, Christian. So let's start by hearing a little bit about you all and your journey to university. So we'll start with you first, Christian.
Well, I believe everyone has a long story, and I also have a long story as well, but I'll try to make it shorter and fast. So my name is Christian Mar Papainog, and I'm from Romania. I was born in Romania. And I was raised till 19 years old there, and also I've graduated there. But during the financial conditions, I had to do something. So I couldn't go to university there. So I moved out from Romania, and here I am. And I made my dream to come through and join university in 2018. So, going to university, it was my dream, so it came true.
Brilliant. Really pleased, Christian. I'm pleased that you decided to come and study in the UK, because otherwise you wouldn't be featuring on the Student Sessions today, would you? Bogdan, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I think it's very similar to Christian. So I'm Romanian as well. I came to the UK 3 years ago. In my case, when I wanted to go to university anywhere, I was like, well, I want the challenge. So I was quite crazy about it in terms of where should I go. So that's why I chose UK. And this decision was very crazy because I'm not from a wealthy family. So I don't have a lot of financial resources. And that was a bit scary, but I wanted to take the challenge. I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. So yeah, for sure. From a moment, I really realized that I want to do a university outside Romania. So again, the dream came true.
Good. And finally, Nikita, tell us a little bit about your journey to university.
I'm born and raised in Zambia, so that's completely different to the other two. And I went to high school in South Africa, and now I'm here in the UK pursuing a degree in international business. And one of the reasons I chose this course is also because of my diverse background. And my parents always encouraged me to attend university. I'm sure it's like that for a lot of people who are from third world countries. But I am so grateful for this because like it has made me now believe that knowledge is something that nobody can take away from you. And I look forward to like developing my knowledge. And this is one of my biggest motives.
Brilliant. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. I think it's going to be a really, really great session. And today we are talking about setbacks and how to deal with the unexpected. So Nikita, what do we mean when we say setbacks?
A setback can be seen as various different things, but I'd say mainly and generally is probably like an event that occurs in your life that delays or disrupts your progress, which could be challenging to overcome, but it is definitely, I'd say, thrilling when you do overcome it and you feel motivated. Yeah, and like everyone goes through setbacks. It is normal.
Brilliant. Thank you. So yes, it's an interruption to something that you might have planned. And then obviously the challenge is to kind of overcome that setback. And as Nikita rightly said, it is possible. So we're going to come to you first, Bogdan. Can you recall or have you experienced any setback during your time at university?
Well, yes, a lot of them from the cultural shock I had in my first year, from academic shock, even financial shock, so everything. But the very first setback I faced when I came in the UK at university was my academic skills I had compared to the ones that were required. So when I wanted to go to uni in the UK, I was like, okay, well, I need to know English. So I started to kind of increase my level of English knowledge. But when I came here, it was like, well, everything I learned is not even relevant to what is expected from me. So that's why even from my first trimester at uni, I had to work very hard to get used to 1,000 words assignments, to get used to speaking very academically in sessions. So yeah, that was the very first setback. And given this, I had to maintain a consistent workflow and work schedule so I can kind of train myself. So coming now to the third year, my final year, when this whole pandemic occurred, it kind of ruined everything I built up throughout my degree, because I was getting used to go to the library, staying there for a couple of hours, having a schedule, having like literally my lunch every single day at the same time. And now when the whole pandemic came, I had to reschedule everything to work from home all the time. And I think that was the biggest setback I had. Now, even in my final year, when I had to finish my dissertation, to submit it, to think about the future in terms of professional career, in terms of any postgraduate courses. So yeah, I think that's briefly what I have to say about setbacks.
Great. Thanks, Bogdan. And you mentioned there the current global pandemic that has affected probably all walks of life. And I'd say it's probably a setback that a lot of people have had to deal with, both students and also employers and businesses. So thank you for sharing that, Bogdan. Christian, have you had any big obstacles that you've had to face?
Yes, I actually did. As Bogdan mentioned before, he had also many of them. And I can say that I'm quite on the same page. I did have a few of them, to be honest, but one of them was that at the beginning of joining the University of Northampton, a big obstacle was that my intention of studying was to become a sport marketer. And when I joined University of Northampton, I joined in sports and exercise science because I wanted to follow my dream. And after a few months of university, I found out that the only teacher that university had as a sport marketer, he has left a few years before I joined university. So for me to complete my dream was quite impossible, to say like that, because they couldn't provide any other teacher. So I had to take measures of this and to think about it and to change it. So after a long and very, very careful think about it, I decided to change to marketing management. And it was a choice made because I'm working in retail and I'm a supervisor, so it quite related to what I'm doing. And I found it as a glove, to be honest, and I'm very happy of my decision. And since that time, I'm very happy, and I've got involved in so many things. And I can say that I did the best decision ever. So that obstacle actually made me to change him better, to be honest.
Brilliant. I'm really pleased to hear how you've kind of dealt with that as a setback. Nikita, what about you? Because, you know, Bogdan's mentioned, obviously, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and I know that you had a placement lined up, which unfortunately was cancelled. So kind of how have you dealt with that?
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of students who have been going through this, and I believe it's absolutely normal. And I think, like, finding a placement and trying to secure one was the most challenging thing for me. And it did make me, like, my confidence dropped 100%. And I did feel demotivated to reapply or, like, just be able to get, like, positive feedback and stuff like that. But I did manage to deal with it. Although it is quite overwhelming, I had to, like, you know, reevaluate, take a step back and reflect on the various factors, because COVID is not something that we can control. Obviously, it's an external factor, and that is something that I needed to come to realize. And also, I just had to reassure myself that is normal. Like, one day you will achieve something, the other day you may not, but that shouldn't stop you. And also, like, being disciplined with maintaining, like, a daily routine and, like, nourishing my body and mind through eating well, exercising and meditating, it definitely allowed me to, like, get back to the ground and help me a lot with, obviously, my confidence and feeling less demotivated. On that note as well, I had, like, a strong support system, which includes my family and a few friends who have positively been supporting me and motivating me. So I truly believe, like, having a great support system is one of the main reasons that I'm probably still going, and just having a routine, I guess.
Brilliant. And it's just great to hear how positive you have approached everything, Nikita. Bogdan, what is the most daunting thing when dealing with a setback? So you've talked about, you know, the setbacks that you've kind of had to face, but what's the most daunting thing about those setbacks?
Well, I think the most daunting thing would be the uncertainty of the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually to one extent, this was at a normal level. So obviously we can't expect everything from the future. Right now, even recently, so I'm going to talk about a very brief example. It was the uncertainty of my future career, because I finished university this year. So obviously I had to make a choice in terms of, should I follow a postgraduate course or should I go into the work, like, to have a full-time job and so on. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, well, as Nikita said, just take a step back and reflect on it and make sure that you do the right decision. But again, even though you kind of think you have the right decision, there's still a lot of uncertainty because of this whole current situation. So yeah, you just have to deal with it, and you have to kind of not lie to yourself, but kind of make positive feelings about it and be like, well, everything that happens, I have to adapt to it.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like all three of you have been able to adapt to the setbacks that you faced really well. Bogdan, are there any avenues of help that you've received to help you get back on track? Are there things that you've looked for to help you?
As Nikita mentioned, the support system, in her case, it was mainly the family and friends from what I heard. But in my case, it was a big role was taken by my tutors and my kind of professional, let's say, my colleagues from different projects I was involved in. And in terms of dealing with those setbacks and in terms of getting back to the workflow I was used to, I think the most important people were from my tutors that I was working on a project. So I kind of had to, okay, well, that was the pandemic. There was the Easter holiday. Let's go back to work. And just from them having like a note or having like some meetings to join, it was very helpful for me to get back to work.
And what do you think is important to keep in mind when dealing with a setback, Christian?
Well, I believe the most important is to stay focused on what you want to achieve on your career. As I know that nobody's going to say it's going to be easy, because obviously it's going to affect you, that setback. But if you know what you want to achieve and you are focused and you really want to do it, then nothing can hold you back. I mean, you can always get back on your feet and keep going.
Would you agree, Nikita?
Yes, totally. And I also believe, like, if something's too difficult, don't always look at it like you're not going to get there. Like, be able to break the scenario down into, like, digestible chunks. And it's definitely, like, there's always going to be light at the end of every tunnel.
So, Christian, do you think there are any setbacks that maybe you think are normal or perhaps you should expect?
Yes, I do believe that there are a few setbacks that are normal, but I don't really think that you can expect that. You just have to prepare yourself in case that happens. For myself, I know that they are there, but I'm not going to put myself in a situation where they're actually affecting me. So I'm trying to keep myself away from it. But in case it comes up, you just have to have a plan to get over it. So, yes, definitely.
So what does your plan look like? How do you prepare yourself?
Making my plan is based on what do I really want to achieve. For example, this crisis that goes around in this moment with COVID-19 affects everyone in a way. But important is how you step up and get through this. Because in my part, through this crisis, I've done 2 internships and I know how to move forward, that to don't stay in the same place. And I've done so many other activities, which they were online, but it didn't stop me because I always prefer face-to-face meetings and et cetera, et cetera. But these things never has to stop you. You just have to find another way to get over. So,
I mean, we may have some students listening that may feel that a setback means rejection or failure, and feeling that they might as well give up or change paths completely. What would you say to our listeners who might be feeling like this, Bogdan?
Well, I would say just, again, take a step back and kind of try to reflect on it. But one important thing that comes with this kind of a step back and reflect is to get yourself in a state of mind that is good or positive, or basically you're relaxed, because you can't think through serious problems or setbacks if you're stressed. So basically, my direct advice would be take a step back, but during this time, make sure you're relaxed so you can focus on the issues in a very kind of clear manner. So you can have some proper solutions to it.
And what do you think, Nikita? Do you think a setback means failure?
Setbacks are neither rejection nor failure. You should see it as a part of a learning process and an opportunity for growth and development. And in times like these, I believe you should always reflect on your progress and how you could improve. And it's also, like, important to look back and reevaluate your goals, ensuring they're measurable and achievable. And also, it's important if your goals are truly what you desire, because if they're not, then that's just going to be really demotivating and you're not going to want to move forward. So you should always ensure it is what you want and not what someone else wants of you.
So, Christian, have you seen any positives from dealing with setbacks, perhaps new opportunities or learning any new life skills?
Yes, I actually did. Thinking that in a setback situation, you are quite not very happy because that happened to you, but it's experience, not comfortable one, but it's a new experience from where you learn. And when you come back stronger and more motivated, because this is just a moment when you're actually in uncomfortable situation. But when in this uncomfortable situation, you think what you want to do more and to focus. So definitely you will get new skills how to get over and with setbacks and to keep positive and to move on.
Great. Nikita, anything to add?
Yes, like regarding my situation, we're struggling to secure placement. I have seen positive through it. And also I've been able to have numerous opportunities to attend virtual internships and webinars and also mock interviews, which has definitely helped me grow my network and also broaden and develop my skill set. So I would say I have been pretty positive and learning new things during this pandemic and also during my struggle of securing a placement.
I'm mindful that we're coming to the end of our time together, so I'm going to come to each of you. What one bit of advice would you give to your younger self about how to deal with a setback or the unexpected? And I'll come to you first, Bogdan.
Oh, okay. I would say, I mean, to one extent, I'm still learning it, but it, my bit of advice is make a plan, but make like a proper plan, like a very realistic, like a smart, there's that that thing, a smart plan that you, and you make sure you achieve it bit by bit. So you make sure it's realistic and you're able to achieve it. And also, again, that relates to that clear state of mind where you're relaxed. So you kind of have to think about it very carefully.
Christian?
Yeah. I know it might sound funny or anyway, but if I would have had the chance to give a bit of advice to my younger self, it would that be that to keep doing what I'm doing? Because I know this is a bit confident, but when I've joined to university, I've joined in the plan, and I believe that in life is important to get failure, to say like that, but not actually failure, to get a step, like to get a closed door, but also to find the open window. So it's good and bad. So I would have given advice just to be positive and to keep going, because it will worth it.
And finally, Nikita, what advice would you give to yourself?
Be sure to surround yourself with people who are motivated and positive, because that will definitely like rub onto you and you'd feel more motivated. And say yes, put your hands up to almost all opportunities and be willing to take risks. You never know what doors they could open.
Well, thank you all so much for joining me today and for sharing your stories. You've been absolutely fantastic.
Well, thanks for having me, and I really appreciate it. This was a new and great experience, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, I can relate to what Christian said. I would also want to add to my previous idea very shortly. So any students that want to go through like any setbacks or anything, they should be able to adapt. So I think that's a very good skill to learn at this moment, the ability to adapt to new environments and new changes and consistent changes. So yeah, again, this experience has been great. It was a first time for me. And I think I'm interested in doing podcasts in the future.
Good that you've been inspired, Bogdan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tonya. It was so lovely speaking to you all, and I look forward to connecting with you guys in the future.
Thank you. As one of the few universities to be ranked gold in the Teaching Excellence Framework, the University of Northampton knows that sharing knowledge, supporting creativity, and striving to make a positive difference will change the future. The university's motivations drive to help people make the change that will transform their lives. The University of Northampton is one of the youngest universities in the UK, but are already leading the way in adding value to society through social impact. The institution has won multiple awards for their work in this area, but what matters most is ensuring that students and graduates have the opportunity to make their mark on the world too. The university's commitment to transforming lives and inspiring change is at the heart of all that they do. And to our listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to catch up on any of our previous episodes, do join us again for the next Student Sessions episode and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Student Sessions, brought to you by Greyhair Media and hosted by Tonya Galati. Never miss an episode by subscribing, and if you like what you've heard today, why not leave a review, and please tell your friends. We'll see you at the next session.